Well, another day, another dollar here in post-apocalyptic America. I think we are nearing a civil war. You have up in Canada, their prime minister, who used to seem like a nice guy, has just turned into a bizarre despot, calling the unvaccinated unclean, and continuing to exclude them from public life and basic public rights like public transportation and the ability to travel outside of their country. To leave Canada. And it's not much better here in the US, if not for that narrow Supreme Court ruling, which shot down the vaccine mandate, the original mandate. If not for that ruling, which again was quite close, then every single person in America who is employed by a company with greater than 100 employees would have been forced by law to take an experimental shot. That now we're seeing in the young is causing liver shutdown and myocarditis in people of all ages and unexplained death from blood clots. Now, people out there will say that the causative link has not been proven. Well, sure, but we have overwhelming anecdotal evidence of just hundreds of thousands of people talking about their own experiences and the extent of censorship online. I've never seen anything like this. It's just a total freak show. It's an absolute Twilight Zone episode. You had Facebook announce just the other day, either yesterday or this morning, announcing they're ending their podcast service. So they're no longer going to show people's podcasts like mine. They're scared of podcasts. They're scared of anybody speaking about their experience or anybody using their free speech. This is no longer a constitutional country. We've been taken over. Now the question is, was it Russia or was it China? Or is it some, other group that we're not yet aware of? But to force medical experiments on your own population, again, what Biden's doing is not far from what the Prime Minister in Canada is doing. If not for the Supreme Court, we would be in a worse position than Canada. Now we know more about the vaccines than we did a year ago. Nobody should be forced to take this junk in exchange for a job or the right to travel. Or the right to leave or return to their own country. This is the breakdown of the West. It will go down in history as one of the worst decisions ever for the United States to turn about half of its citizens into a second-class caste, right? Like a caste system like they have in India. To turn half of the citizens who pay taxes suddenly overnight into second-class citizens because we chose not to take an experimental series of shots is unforgivable. And just the twisting of the science, if you have natural immunity, they don't seem to care about that. Yeah, because they want this junk in everybody's body for some reason. Again, to turn half the country, including many in law enforcement and in the military, and in, logistics and trucking and freight transit, to turn all these vital people into second-class citizens because they chose not to hand, not to hand say so over their own bodies over to some old guy in the White House who is not a doctor. Joe Biden is not a physician. He's not my doctor. He's not your doctor. He's not anybody's doctor because he's not an MD at all. And so this horror show of the last couple of years, it results in civil war. They've harmed too many people with these vaccines. These were non-doctors pushing it. If they had continued to make it an optional choice, then it would be kind of like, well, you knew the risks. But here they are pushing it on people almost by force in countries like Canada, actually by force, right? Forcing you to take it or you can't travel. Forcing you to take it or you can't go to grocery stores or leave your own country. It's going to be a civil war. You weirdos who push this on us, we don't yet know why. I think we're going to find out in the days and months and years ahead. It's going to be an absolute fucking civil war. There are some hills that are worth dying on, and I don't think the half of the population that refuse these shots, they're not going to die at all because they avoided something that now is disastrous. The number of people I know personally who've been fucked up by this vaccine is statistically significant. And many of them don't speak out in public because they're actually just weak people. They're weak people. They don't even see the causative link between like, oh, you were in your 20s or early 30s, perfect health, and then you take a shot a couple of times. And now your health is complete fucking garbage, dumpster fire garbage. The health of somebody in their 70s. And what changed? What was the one thing that was introduced into their body? And they don't see it. They don't want to see it. But this level of censorship, this level of reducing half the country to second-class citizenry when we still pay taxes, it's going to be a fucking civil war. And I don't advocate violence, and I won't lead this in any capacity. As a deplatformed podcaster, I can't help much anyways. But just as an analyst, as a smart person who saw Bitcoin at $80 and saw Ether below $1 each and has spotted many other trends, it's going to be a civil war. You don't do this to half the country. So enjoy and stay safe and leave a review if you've enjoyed the show over the last month while we've been sponsored. Definitely leave a review because it helps more people find us. So that's it. Take care, stay safe, and God bless.
You're listening to Fulcrum News, real news from America and around the world. FulcrumNews.com/subscribe to get our premium membership and updates via email.
My fellow Americans, if you have an IRA, 401k, or savings account, things are getting scary out there. The Biden administration has already printed more money in the past 2 years than in the previous 100 years combined. The national debt just hit a record $30 trillion. And inflation is the highest we've seen since 1982. It's only a matter of time before the house of cards comes crashing down. If you have retirement savings, your money could be at serious risk. Talk to my friends at GoldCo to see how you can protect your retirement with gold and silver before it's too late. I believe in GoldCo and owning precious metals so much that we created a special website just for my audience to go to. When you go to www.fulcrumgold.com, I've arranged for my loyal listeners to receive up to $10,000 in free silver when you open an account. This special opportunity is only for my listeners, available through www.fulcrumgold.com. That's www.fulcrumgold.com.